Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Scott Waldie, chief executive officer for North Atlantic Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is NAC. And they are a mineral exploration and development company focused on exploring for gold in the Republic of Mali, West Africa. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Not at all. Thanks for making this happen. This is great.
Good. It's always good to have you on. Now, starting off, talk to us about, give us a brief history and overview of the company for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Well, North Atlantic's been exploring for gold in the Republic of Mali since 2002, and in 2004-2005, we made gold exploration discoveries on two of our properties, the FT and then Cantella. And we went full speed ahead on the FT project, as that looked like the most promising one at the time, and came up with a resource of about 600,000 ounces in 2007. Since 2007, we've really just been mining the data, and we just got started back on the property to expand the resource and explore several new targets that we had, satellite potentials for satellite deposits on the property there. It's a large property, the FT, 380 square kilometers. There's over a dozen untested targets, and we had a fairly modest program, 6,000 meters last spring of RC drilling. And we're getting underway with a program now that that could expand out to as much as 20,000 meters of drilling.
Right. So you just started a geochemical survey there. You had some other milestones on the property earlier in this year. Can you bring us up to speed on the FT project in Mali?
Well, the FT project up at its northwest corner has that's where our National Instrument 43-101 a resource of 600,000 ounces is. We did some infilling in that. The deposit had two blanks in the middle of it, and we wanted to drill those off to see if the high-grade pods that we had seen in the previous drilling carried through. And we did, they do, and we did drill those off. That's added to the resource, but we're not not sufficiently to justify a new 43-101, but in-house we're up well over a million ounces at this point. And we also tested the northwest and the southeast strike extensions of the deposits and of the deposit, and did discover that the thing carries on to the northwest and to the north to the southeast. So far at this point, more strongly to the northwest.
Well, great, and so oh, go ahead. Sorry.
So we'll be carrying out some additional exploration to the northwest. In addition to that, we were doing some termite mound geochem sampling, which termite mounds give us a much stronger indication of real gold anomalies in the basement rocks. And we discovered a significant new anomaly to the southwest of FT that we're quite excited about.
Certainly, and so talk to us about some of the trends in your sector, Scott, and how well-positioned you believe NAC is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think from my perspective, we have the discovery at FT. I mean, this deposit isn't going to get any smaller, and we believe it's going to get significantly better. We believe there's a couple of satellites at least on the property so that we can start to build a really economically interesting resource there. We have the Cantella project in western Mali, which is up against the Sadiola mine property. We have a non-compliant resource estimate up there at 130,000 ounces at a gram. And we haven't really done any material work up there since 2004. We have, however, done a little bit of geochem and mining of the data. And we can see an opportunity up there to expand that resource significantly as well. So we'll be working on that front. So that gives us, you know, a two-pronged front for exploration, two potential properties of economic quality. And then we're negotiating to bring in a third property that I think is equal to any one of these two. So I think we're going to have a pipeline of three projects to bring along, all in the Republic of Mali that have, you know, it's a good jurisdiction to mine in. The business case histories are excellent. You can see the over the course of time, the development of IAMGOLD and RAMGOLD, two extremely successful mining companies got their start in the Republic of Mali. So I think that we'll be the equal of our peers in West Africa.
Well, good. And so what makes the company unique from some of your the other players in your sector?
Well, I think there's two things, one on the economic sector and one of the on the human side of things. We're staffed by a crew of exploration professionals, all of whom are Malian nationals. It's a company that really is operated on the ground by geologists that have come up through the ranks with the original countrywide geochemical survey. They got taken on to a large degree by a very big international mining company, worked for that company for many years, and they got international experience and world-class training. And that's the crew that we inherited when we moved into Mali in 2002, and that crew is still intact. I think the other aspect of this that's rather unique is that I really don't believe that we're asking shareholders to pay too much for this company at the present time. We're underpinned by some very good resources and still what amounts to a fairly modest share price, fairly modest capitalization at $30 million compared to our peers, and not very many shares issued.
Right, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Scott, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
I'm a mining engineer by trade. By inclination, I've been mostly a field geologist and working on the sell side as well in the brokerage industry as an analyst and a stockbroker. So I'm pretty comfortable wearing all three hats of geologist, mining engineer, and in the financial sector, although I'm most comfortable as a boot and hammer prospector looking at rocks. I've got plenty of gray hair, so I've been at it my entire life. We have a strong board that's accustomed to managing not only junior mining companies but also mid-tier mining with directors who are presently working on some fairly advanced projects and other mining companies in our around the world. Air Resources, an example. PC Gold in Canada. Frontier, of course, is a very well financed and managed expanding growth story in North America. And one board member, of course, on as corporate secretary at Harry Winston. So we've got lots of depth. Bob Otter, professor emeritus from Western University, is a geologist with a few seasons under his belt and is well known around the world and is a big help to our technical committee.
Great. And what are some of the goals and milestones that the company and the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year? I know you mentioned a few of them.
Yeah, well, at FT, our goal is to demonstrate the expansion of a second deposit at the property. We had a discovery drill hole in June last year at a new anomaly 14 kilometers distant from our existing resource. That averaged out at 2.5 grams over 64 meters in an RC hole. We've got plenty of room to do some work down there, and we should start drilling there, I would say, within about 5 or 10 days. So that's a milestone, and I think another milestone is to demonstrate the potential for growth at Kintela, and we should mobilize a drilling program up there in Q1 2011. So I think there'll be plenty of excitement and news, as well as bringing in a very attractive new project.
And when it comes to investors, Scott, do you believe that the North Atlantic Resources story, your message, and the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, no, I'm not sure that it is. I think that the North Atlantic went through a period in the in this recession and economic downturn when we were shrinking in size and sort of moved off the radar screen for a number of investors, and I think the story has now just been repackaged, refinanced, and rejuvenated. So the company went from shrinking to expanding now at a fairly great pace, and we're really just starting to roll this out in front of the public. I think over the course of the next 6 months, you'll start to see North Atlantic's name cropping up more and more in the investor radar screens. And as I say, I don't think we're asking investors to pay a premium at this point. I think the share price is well underpinned by and anchored by the assets that we already have. I could point out that this company had a market cap of over $100 million in 2006-07 with the same assets that we have today.
Well, that's a very key point. And so, once again, joining us today is Scott Waldie, Chief Executive Officer for North Atlantic Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is NAC. Is currently trading at 55 cents a share. And as mentioned, current market cap is $30 million. And before we conclude, Scott, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider North Atlantic Resources, NAC, as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think we've demonstrated the ability to find gold and to add to the resource space on our properties. So I think the investor can look forward to deposits that grow. These things aren't going to shrink. I think they're just going to get bigger. And being undervalued, or at least I believe we're undervalued at the present time, that the investor can see some real value on the ground building over the course of time. And the other side of it is the human story. We have a well-trained, well-established group of nationals on the ground who are dedicated to creating a new mining company in their home country.
Well, we certainly look...
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
I just don't think you can highlight the human factor enough.
Certainly. Well, all very good points, and we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Scott, and update our investors on North Atlantic Resources.
Thank you kindly.